The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors and tuning in to listen to us. And I hope you've got all your Christmas shopping done. I haven't. So, yeah, I know. I know, that's what the last minute stuff is for. But let's talk about today's show. On this week's program, we're going to have our good buddy, Mr. Mike Reynolds. That's right, our hunting pro staffer. He's going to be talking about all of the harvest numbers for the firearm deer season. And we're going to be talking, who knows what else comes up when we talk to Mike. You know how that goes. the train falls off the track in the first 30 seconds, okay? Then after Mike, we've got another Mike. This is the Mike, and Chauncey show today. But we have Mike Norris. He is a superior smallmouth guide angler who started his outdoor career here in Northern Illinois, writing and TV work and all kinds of stuff. And then he retired and moved up to Big Green Lake in Wisconsin a number of years ago to take people out and catch those monster smallmouth, fat smallmouth bass fishing. Oh, man. This guy gets them, and he's... I see him a lot because he goes and takes my Chauncey's Great Outdoors medical team out, so that's always a good sign. I like seeing that with everybody. And we'll learn some ins and outs, and, you know, who knows? We may be fishing smallmouth all winter long up in Green Lake because it's so deep. But we'll hear more from Mike in his segment. We will then have in our last segment of the show the Aiden Fishing Report and some other outdoor information. If we can get it all jammed into today's show, it's a packed show, so don't go away. And before you leave, think about this. If I mentioned at the beginning there, if you haven't got all your Christmas shopping done, perfect way to fill that stocking or, you know, put that little gift on the tree. Get a gift certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters. You can call Captain Tony, and we repeat his phone number many times throughout the show, or go online into DiamondGhostCharters.com. Or you could also get a gift certificate from Waterworks. That's right. It's always hard to find the perfect gift for the angler or recreational boater who you think he has everything in the world, or she has everything in the world. Get him a gift certificate from Waterworks, because there's something at Waterworks I know they can use and enjoy in the great outdoors. Okay? But, you know, next week is going to be our Christmas show on Christmas Day. So we're looking forward to maybe getting some people on and talking about Christmas gifts and many other things about the Christmas holiday season. And who knows? We may even try to go out perch fishing before the show. I don't know what we're going to do Christmas Day yet, but we'll find out next week. So don't go away. Sit back. Enjoy the program. And you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, you know, we just finished with, you know, the firearm deer season in Michigan and Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois. And I have my resident deer expert, yes, Mr. Mike Reynolds on the phone. Mr. Reynolds, good to hear your voice.
The resident deer expert, thank you. It's good to hear your voice, too, but yes. I'm nowhere near an expert.
Yes, yeah, you are the resident deer expert.
Okay.
Hey,
you might want to start searching for someone a little more qualified.
Illinois, I don't know what was going on, because Wisconsin, I know it was 153,000. Michigan had, you know, 550,000 people in the woods with, you know, firearms chasing deer. Now, in Illinois, everybody kept saying, like, You know, we went to the check-in stations where that you bring your deer and they, you know, they check it in. They take a little, if you're in a CWD area, they take a little sample of the thyroids and everything else. But what's going on out there? Well, I should say what happened out there, not what's going on.
I don't know. The first season was not really conducive to hunting. It was kind of nice out. 21,375 deer were taken.
In the first season?
That's statewide.
What?
And I know from our experience, when we go into town, we go in through the town, or we eat in the town of Elizabeth. So we go by the Joe Davies County check station, and there was never, ever a crowd there like there normally is.
Wow.
There's five or six lanes, and they're usually four or five deep in each lane. And this was maybe two deep in four lanes. I don't even know if they had the whole place open. But, yeah, there wasn't near the deer killed this year that we see in a normal deer.
Wow, I didn't know that. And once again, at these check stations, you bring in their deer, the biologists take a peek at it, they look in the mouth. If it's a CWD area, they take the gland out. What do you remember what else they do, or they just register it?
Yeah, they register, they take the sex. They give you a rough estimate of the age, but, you know, we all guess at 2.5, 3.5, 4.5. The only real way to tell is to take a cross-section of a tooth and send it to a lab, and they analyze it. So we're all guessing. The biologists get pretty close because they see a real good amount of deer, so they're pretty good at guessing the age.
You need to sometimes sit in a sports show that is where people are bringing their deer heads to have them measured for Boone and Crockett. And I'll never forget, you and Jim Chelsvig are both sitting there. Oh, that one's a 140. Oh, that one's a 137.
But here's the difference between Chelsvig and me. You know I love the guy. He's a great guy. Yeah. But he's an official Boone and Crockett, or Pope and Young. I think he's an official Pope and Young measurer.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes off of net, which means all of the inches minus the deduction. I don't like that. I think whatever the deer grows, the deer should get credit for.
Mm-hmm.
So I go off of gross.
Oh.
So we argued constantly. We would argue about not only how to measure or how to score it, but the total points.
Mm-hmm.
But Jim is a purist, and he goes off of the net because that's what he was trained to do. If they're not symmetrical, they get a deduction. If they have a kicker point, they get a deduction. If the tines aren't the same length, they get a deduction. I don't believe in that. I think the deer should get credit for all that he's grown. So we went back and forth with it. But yeah, it's kind of fun.
Cool. Now, okay, so 71,000 were in the first season.
21,375 was first season.
First season. And second season, all the deer showed up, huh?
Apparently, because there were 50,300 killed, so more than double the second season. You know what? The second season was a little bit more conducive, but I know for a friend in our area that usually when we sit in the blind, we hear gunshots. We didn't hear very many gunshots at all. So I don't know if it was the weather, because it really wasn't deer hunting weather, what we would think of as classic deer hunting weather. I went back and looked at pictures from years gone by, and we'd been out there in the snow, which makes more sense for the 8th, you know, late November and early December.
Because you could have a deer standing in a thorn bush, you know, area, and look three times and not see it. Look the fourth time, and he's standing there looking at you.
Right, right. Well, with the snow, it kind of helps him. It shows him up a little better because of the white background.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. If a deer's standing in a thicket, You won't see him until he moves. That's how good camouflage they are.
Yeah. Now, what were some of the better counties that there's 101 counties, I think, in Illinois?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I don't have that.
I think there's 101 counties in Illinois, and some of them were better than others. And I don't know why the numbers differ so much between each county, okay? Because you would think that if they're there, they're there, you know. And it's just like I said, you know, when you're looking at these numbers, like Bureau County, they had 967 deer. And they went from last year, I mean, no, the first season, they went from 290 to 909. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, the other thing that I'm looking, I pulled it up now, mm-hmm. and I'm looking, and the way that the preliminary totals were done by county,
yeah,
and I'm sure you're looking at the same list I am right now, it's very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very confusing. Now, I'll scroll down because everybody knows I love Joe Davies. Joe Davies had 858 the first season, 416 the second season, for a total of 1274. And then there's two more numbers behind it, 1561 and 1455, which you have to scroll back up to find out that's 2020's total and 2019's total. Mm-hmm. So the way they did it, and I know they're trying to get as much information out there as possible, but for it was confusing to me, which is why I didn't have it up, because I really wasn't sure how to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but yeah, I think it's cyclical, Chance. Mm-hmm. You and I talk about this all the time. There's going to be some good years, there's going to be some bad years. Some years the weather's going to cooperate. Some days there, some years it's not. And I think this was one of the years, because in 2020 the total was 77,160. So it's down considerably across the state.
Mm-hmm. One of our favorite haunts for turkey hunting, Winnebago County, right?
Yes.
With Mr. Danny Hayes.
Let's talk about him for just a quick second here. A lot of people know him as Danny Hayes, the Bass Pro staffer for mm-hmm. fishing. He's not a one-trick pony. He's a man of many talents. He's a deer hunter. He's a turkey hunter. And a snappy dresser.
And his nappy dresser.
Sure, I said it.
He's a coach for the high school team in Duran. He takes his young daughter out all the time, duck hunting, deer hunting, turkey hunting, and all kinds. She's probably awake more in the blind than I am. And there's so many different things. But, you know, Winnebago County, they got 78 the first season, I think it was. Or no, I'm sorry, they got 172 the first season, and then they got 78 the second season.
Yeah, and then it completely fell off.
Yeah, and boom.
And you'll be glad to know that Mr. Hayes was, I think, involved in both of those counts. I think
mm-hmm.
Abby killed one, and I think Brenda killed one second season, I believe.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just remarkable the numbers that are out there. Another one of the most famous counties, you know, Putnam County in Illinois, that's down on the Illinois River, where it used to be the huge monster bucks that people from around the country were coming to try to, you know, harvest. You know, they got 243 the first season. Guess what happened the second season? It tanked.
They fell off. Yeah, I'm looking at it, too. And look at Pike County. Pike County was one of the premier places as well.
Mm-hmm.
From 1,016 to 642.
Yeah. You know, but
if you look at their counts, mm-hmm. 1,600 for this year, 1,800 for last year, and 1,900 in 2019.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like you scratch your head and you're trying to figure this out and, like, you know, what's going on here? Everybody, if they had a decent first season, they tanked the second season.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems one or the other. Nobody got good through the whole season, through both seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at least in our county, we know guys that hunt all over the county, and a lot of them were saying the same thing. The deer just weren't there. A good friend of mine, Mike DiRienzo, has a friend that they traditionally do drives because they have older people that like to hunt, and it's a family affair. There's, if I remember correctly, there's three or four generations hunting deer on the farm. And this was the first time they had done a drive on Saturday of second season.
Mm.
And they did not scare. Nobody saw a deer. And when I'm talking about they're driving a piece of property, it's not a two-acre piece of property. They're pushing an 80-acre timber with 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody saw a deer.
Wow.
So the old-timers are saying bobcats. There's too many bobcats
because really?
they're claiming to see more and more bobcats. And I know on our old place, we saw more in the last couple of years than we'd seen pull the 10 years prior to the last two.
Mm.
So, and coyotes are out there, and everybody knows coyotes will eat babies,
mm-hmm.
and so bobcats will prey on, they'll prey on actually older deer. But still, they like the easy target, so a fawn is an easy target.
Exactly. A fawn's an easy target for them. That's interesting. We'll have to
discuss this with one of the biologists sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to know their take on it. Mm. And I'm sure we'll hear about it at some point.
The reason I'm laughing is I was listening to the radio yesterday. Someone on the news said that, you know, this is the time of year where a lot of there's animal car problems where animals, wild animals are hit. And they said, well, we don't know if it was a dog or a coyote or a wolf that was hit on 94 North. I'm like, it wasn't a wolf.
Nah, you don't know. You don't know. There could be. I mean, let me think about it. A long time ago. I don't think you were hunting with us yet, but we were coming back from having supper in downtown Galena, and we were going back up to the cabin, and something ran in front of us. It was nighttime, and it was snowing a little bit, but something ran in front of us and jumped up a 20-foot cliff.
Mm-hmm. I was with you.
Were you there that night?
Yeah, that's the first time we saw a bobcat.
Well, that wasn't a bobcat. That was a cougar.
That was a cougar?
I'll go to my grave convinced that was a cougar. Because he went up a 20-foot cliff in one, or at that rock face, in one jump.
Mm-hmm.
So there's animals out there that we don't know about. And he could have been passing through. But if you listen to the old-timers, Chance, they all claim to see wolves, and they all claim to have seen cougars. Not with any regularity, but they all claim to see them. Now, are a lot of them, yeah, it was a big dog or whatever, mm-hmm. but there's enough guys out there that know what they're talking about where you have to kind of scratch your head and go, maybe there's stuff hanging around.
Well, the only other animal, I did see something once, and I was driving through Oak Brook on 31st Street a number of years ago, and as I'm driving down the road, it was dark out, and something ran in front of my car, and I went, whoa, and I took my breath away, and I said, no. And I got home the next morning. I called the district biologist, and I said, hey, it's Chauncey here. He goes, yeah, what's up? I says, I was driving on 31st Street last night in Oak Brook. And he goes, oh, did you see the koi dog?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, what? He says, it was a coyote German Shepherd mix. I said, he goes, yeah, it's a big dog. It's a huge dog. I says, I thought, and he goes, don't say it. He says, I says, I wasn't sure what it was.
Don't say it.
Yeah, don't say it. He says,
yeah, one of the farmers east of us claims to have video of a wolf chasing deer in one of his pastures. He was out checking cows, and one deer went screaming through, so he stopped the truck and just was looking, and he saw another one go screaming through, so he started to film, and here comes a buck, a pretty decent buck, as a matter of fact, being chased by something very big, and it was definitely some kind of canine, very long legs, but it was far enough away where you really couldn't say definitively it wasn't a big German Shepherd or you know, some kind of cross.
Yeah.
But he swears it was a wolf.
Well, if we have a good winter where it's, you know, not a deep, cold, heavy snow, 6 feet of snow out in the farm country, and it's not 27 below, there could be a rebound on the Illinois herd, minus whatever is maybe taking some of them.
Yeah, I think, again, it's cyclical. If we have an easy winter, a lot of animals are going to survive. They're going to be more for breeding. There'll be more for growing up. And I think you'll see more fawns on the ground, although they've already bred. But you'll see more fawns on the ground if we have an easy winter. And the does aren't stressed as much, so too much. Because that, if I understand, and I'm no deer biologist, but the more stressed and the harder the winter is on the does, less likely they are to drop twins or even a single one. If they have to use the energy to stay alive, they'll absorb the fetus.
Interesting. Well, Mr. Reynolds, I want to thank you for coming on. And once again, what was the total count for Illinois deer for firearm season?
Firearm season was 71,675. You know, real quick, there's still chances to get out there. There's late winter antlerless only and CWD in the counties that allow it. And that's New Year's weekend from the 30th to the 2nd, and then again the 14th to the 16th.
Mm.
And don't forget archery. Archery season goes all the way till the 16th of January. So there's plenty of time to get out there and put some meat in the freezer.
Sounds good to me. Let's go out and do a little bit of coyote hunting and see if we can raise the deer population.
I'd be happy to do that. And just in case you were wondering, 118 days till the turkey opener here in Northern Illinois. So not that I'm counting, but...
That's my turkey hunting buddy, Michael. Mike, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Chauncey. We'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Hey, sportsmen, it's the season of giving, so give the gift of Midwest Outdoors magazine to the fishermen and hunters on your list. Midwest Outdoors is filled with information to help you enjoy the outdoors, where to go, what to use, and how to use it. And for only $14.95, it's the gift that keeps on giving all year long. To buy a subscription, go to MidwestOutdoors.com. Feeling extra generous? Hey, give the three-year subscription for $45. If you're looking for a great gift for that outdoor person on your list will love or get those grandkids excited about the outdoors, go to MidwestOutdoors.com and give the gift of Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Your friends at Midwest Outdoors wish you all the best for this Christmas and the holidays.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Deer Hunter!
Ho, this is Santa Claus, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio, and he knows the outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and the telephone is ringing. Let's see who's on the phone with us. It's our good friend, Mr. Mike Norris. How are you, buddy?
Hello, Chauncey. I'm doing fine.
Oh, my gosh. It's been so long since we spoke. I don't know where to start except that you have been guiding for a number of years now up in Wisconsin on Big Green Lake, right?
Yes, I have. I've been up here 13 years. Moved up to this area in 2008.
And you're still doing this on open water. In December 18th, you know?
Yes, I am. And that's because I happen to guide on the deepest natural lake inside of Wisconsin. You can't count Lake Michigan, of course. But that's Big Green Lake. And Big Green Lake is a glacial lake formed many, many years ago during the Ice Age. And it is 236 feet deep, which makes it the deepest inland lake in Wisconsin also.
Wow. Now you've got me wondering how deep Geneva is.
I believe Geneva's around 135 feet.
Oh, you got them way beat. You've got them way beat.
Yeah.
Way beat. Well, you know, but Mike, I have known Mike when he used to live in the Illinois area a number of years ago and was doing all kinds of fishing and teaching and guiding and seminars and had his own program and many articles and magazines and stuff and decided to do what he wanted to do most up in Wisconsin there. And he's doing it quite well because I can say that my entire Chauncey's Great Outdoors medical team has been in a boat with him.
Yes, they have. It's a great group of guys, too. That would be Bill Gross, who I think is your general practitioner, and Mike Sindrick, who is a spine doctor,
retired spine doctor,
and Kevin Tabor. And I'm not sure if Kevin's in the medical industry or not, is he?
I'm not sure what industry he's in, but... But, you know, one of the things, Mike, I've posted so many pictures, you know, with the medical team holding these huge, fat, just smallmouth bass that look like they're on steroids that you've been catching. What are you doing on Big Green?
Well, it's an interesting thing. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into even being able to fish open water this time of the year. And, of course, we've had global warming, or we're having global warming, and as a result of that, there are a lot of lakes that are open that should be frozen right now. But Big Green Lake, because of its depth and its size of 7,300 acres, has a fantastic smallmouth bass fishery that developed into the lake and seems to be getting better every year. They've got food, abundant food to eat in the form of ciscos, perch, and now bluegills. And I say that, Chauncey, because I'm actually catching smallmouth bass now that are coughing up bluegills. So they've got plenty of food, and the result is that you've got this really great fishery that you know, we're catching fish that are like, they're like footballs. I had a 16.5 inch fish last month that weighed 3 pounds, 4 ounces.
Whoa.
My clients have caught them up to 6 pounds, 5 ounces this year. And they aren't the longest fish in the world, but they're just tremendously fat. Now you combine that with the fact that you have the deepest lake in Wisconsin. And what that means is that deep glacial lakes cool very much slower than shallow lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we've been getting cold water or cold air temperatures here at nighttime, and some of the shallow lakes have been freezing, it doesn't affect Big Green Lake. Big Green Lake typically doesn't ice up until about the third week of January. And what that does is it gives me an extended open water fishing season on a great body of water that's got a fabulous smallmouth bass population.
Mike, you're one of the few people that have made me stop talking because I'm like, well, I got 25 different questions to go to, and I don't know which one to start with. First of all, people would say that, well, yeah, but that water's getting cold, so the fish's metabolism's going to slow down. You know, they're not going to be eating as much, but Jesus, what I'm seeing photos of, they're sure eating pretty well.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chauncey. What I've learned is that they don't slow down at all. They move location-wise, and where I, in August and September, I might find them in anywhere from 6 feet of water down to 15 feet of water. Now I'm finding them down from 25 to 35 feet of water. But the other thing is that they also group up this time of the year. And they've got one thing on their mind, and I mean it is just one thing, and that is eating. They sense the colder water. They know it's getting time that, you know, it's going to be winter and ice is coming. And all they want to do is put on the feed bag and get as much food in them as they can. So they bite readily. That's the biggest surprise that I see. A lot of times, and I'm going to tell you, since I'm fishing out way past weed lines, I use my electronics first. I don't go out there and assume that there are going to be fish in the spot. I drive around until I see them on my electronics. And they're tight to the bottom. You got to learn how to understand to read your electronics. Sometimes you can see them pretty easy. Sometimes you just see a little rise in the bottom that shows up on your electronics that indicates to me that there are fish there. But when you find them, you drop the baits down. It's not like you got to sit there and work it for 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes I don't think the bait hits the bottom and they're on.
That's amazing. And that's, you know, one of the things about a smallmouth, you know, largemouth bass, I like to put in a little perspective. Largemouth bass are an ambush fish. They like to sit in the weeds. They like to sit by cover. They're like, okay, we're going to hide here and I'm going to wait for something to swim by me and I'm going to flare my gills, open my mouth and suck in, you know, a square foot or 2 square feet of water through my mouth and over the gills and grab anything I can. Smallmouth have an attitude. I don't, you know, they're like the special forces of the service. They're going to go out there and you want to kick butt.
Well, that's true. And the other advantage you have is because they have that attitude, and I'm fishing a deep, clear lake, and especially this time of the year, the water gets tremendously clear. Like right now, I can see 20 feet down. And that's how clear the water is.
Wow.
So if they're in 25 to 35 feet of water, the deal is that when you drop a bait down there, you know, it doesn't have to be in that bite window that, like you were mm-hmm. talking about the largemouth bass, that's called that bite window that's right in front of their nose.
Mm-hmm.
Here they can see out and they can see around them. There's no cover and they see this bait and they're chasers. We always know that. A smallmouth will move a great distance. Kevin Van Dam proved that years ago when he was plowing spinnerbaits on the surface over 15 feet of water and drawing bass up from the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. He's unbelievable to fish with, honestly. I did once, and I went to school that day. But, mm-hmm. you know, the thing is with these smallmouth, and Big Green is kind of, where is Big Green? So if someone goes, where the heck is this lake?
Well, that's a good question. It's about 1 hour east of the Wisconsin Dells. The towns that surround it are the city of Green Lake. Just to the east, there's a town called Ripon, which is the home of Ripon College. And to the west, you've got Marquette, Princeton, and Montello, Wisconsin. And then to the north is Berlin, Wisconsin. So it's in what I refer to as South Central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're, as a guide, if you're taking somebody out, I've known Mike so many years. He's got everything on the face of the earth in the boat. But I mean, you're using kind of like not medium heavy stuff, are you? You're using medium light, aren't you?
I'm using medium light to medium, mostly spinning rods. I use the Grant rods. Mm-hmm. And I use a model called the 007, and they're all American line. But I spool my, and I use Fluger President reels. And I spool my line or my reels with 10-pound test braided line. And then the key is, because you're fishing such clear water, to have a long leader. So I'm basically running a Carolina rig. I'm putting a bullet sinker in line, then a swivel, and then I'm running about 6 to 7 feet of clear fluorocarbon line in 6-pound test. Jeez. And then a number one hook. And I'm using live bait. And mm-hmm. when we talk bait, I'm talking either sucker minnows, shiners,
mm-hmm.
or large fathead minnows.
Yeah, well, that's what you use this time of the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's a preference for meat for these fish. That's what they're looking for. It's something that's swimming and it's got a really good mass to it, you know. So so when I use sucker minnows, I'm using them in the 3 to 4 inch length. Same thing with the other baits, too, except the fatheads are obviously are a little bit smaller. Right. They can run. Magnum fatheads run 2 to 3 inches.
Mm-hmm. This is just an amazing fishery that, yes, there are a lot of people who don't know about it, but there's a lot of people who don't. But it's not a shore fishery. It's really a boat fishery up on Big Green, right?
It is for the smallmouth bass. Early in the year that you'll find them along shorelines, but they generally reside deeper during the post-spawn through the summer months. And, of course, in the fall, they go even deeper than that. But that doesn't mean that you can't catch fish from the shoreline on Big Green Lake, because one of the things that we don't talk a whole lot about on Big Green Lake, and because it gets all the attention for smallmouth bass, is that there's a really good largemouth bass fishery there, too. Mm. And those fish tend to stay shallow. They tend to, on sunny days, they tend to be right underneath the docks. And so there's opportunities for shore anglers there also. Mm. Matter of fact, this last month, Hattie Shorewood is the campground that's right in the town of Green Lake, and there's a beach there on Green Lake, and guys were doing really well from shore and from boats catching bluegills, some of them which went up to 11 inches.
Ooh, that's such a pretty fish.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's such a pretty fish. And one of the things that I love about smallmouth bass fishing, and, you know, when you set the hook on a salmon, or you set the hook on a largemouth bass and stuff like that, you set the hook on a smallmouth, and then the smallmouth sets the hook in you. I mean, you pop up that rod, and all of a sudden that rod doubles over.
That's why we love fishing smallmouth bass. They commence the fight, and the interesting thing about them is that they don't quit fighting.
No.
Until you've got them in the net. And even at that, trying to get them out of the net can be a problem, because they don't even want you to touch them. They're bouncing around all over the place. But that's what makes smallmouth bass fishing so exciting.
Yeah.
They are not quitters at all. They're fighters, and I just love doing it on spinning tackle with the medium lights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That actually becomes an advantage, because they make power runs. You know, you'll sit there and you think, okay, I've got this fish under control, and you reach over with the net, and that fish will decide to take off, and it's fast, and it's furious. So that's where a lot of guys make a mistake, and they have fish break off at that point. So so medium light rods can be very good. You're fishing in open water. You don't have to worry about getting into weeds, and it gives you a little extra cushion when you're fighting these beasts.
Oh, God, yes. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to set up a guide service next year, I don't know, I know your schedule fills up very quickly for this year, but even, you know, to look maybe next year, or who knows what about if we keep open water all winter. I know you're going to fish all winter. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can reach me. I still have a Chicago area code on my mobile phone. It's 630-842-8199. That's 630-842-8199. Also, you can text me or email me through my website, which is www.comecatchsmallmouth.com.
A fish with an attitude. Or I should say it's the Joe Pesci fish. Hey, you want a piece of this? You want a piece of me?
You think I'm funny?
Yeah, you think I'm funny? You want a piece of this?
Yeah.
That is really cool. That is so cool. Well, thanks so much, Mike, for coming on the show this morning. And I just want to wish you and everyone a most Merry Christmas, and keep up the good work of educating all those anglers on how to catch smallies. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. And we'll be down in the Illinois area, by the way. The first show of the season is that Northern Illinois Sports Show.
Mm-hmm.
I'll actually be doing seminars there, and I'll have a booth there. So if your listeners want to stop in and talk smallmouth or book a trip, it's a good time to do it. That's in Grays Lake, January 13th through the 16th of 2022. And it's at the Grays Lake, or the Lake County Fairgrounds in Grays Lake, Illinois.
Lake County Fairgrounds. Well, we'll see you there, my friend, okay?
Yeah, great, buddy.
You're listening.
Thank you, and you have a Merry Christmas. Thank
you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And don't forget what I said at the beginning of the show. If you've got that special outdoors person that you're trying to figure out a special, special gift for, give them a gift certificate to DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go on the website, give Captain Tony a call, and get more information about it. And you, too, can, you know, be out fishing with Captain Tony. And if your friend has a boat, or you have a boat, or you're special someone has a boat and you can't figure out what to get them, get them a gift certificate from Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give them a call and get more information about that. That's really kind of a cool thing. Okay, let's get into the Aiden Fishing Report. Papa, we played hockey this week, and I was the star player and got the Puck of the Game Award. Isn't that cool? I thought you'd be excited about that. I sent you a photo of me holding the puck with the name on it. I was excited, too. But not very much fishing's been going on because of the holidays. I think everybody's staying home doing things. Uncle Tom said he went back to St. Clair, and they said he started catching smallmouth bass again, but the walleyes that he tried to catch couldn't find one. He says it was really bad. He didn't catch any, but some of his friends said the perch were moving back into the bays from St. Clair Shores to Selfridge Access. I don't know where those two are, but one day he's going to show me on a map. Robert, one of my friends, said on the Kalamazoo River, they were catching some pike by the Calhoun County line in the Kalamazoo River. They were using big bobbers and big minnows and had a lot of fun doing that. Dad and I took a little ride down to the Grand Rapids Dam, which is the 6th Street Dam, and we were seeing anglers using beads and drifting in the holds below the dam, spawn or trolling plugs, and having some success getting some steelhead. That looked like a lot of fun, but there weren't many people out. I guess must be, as they say, the season of Christmas is keeping everybody doing things at home. But we're going to go out fishing and stuff next week, so you'll get a report maybe for your Christmas show. And don't forget, make sure you tell your friend Santa how good I've been to you all year. Love, your grandson, Aiden. And our Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Can never go wrong with the Aiden Fishing Report because I never know what he's going to say. Okay, let's talk about some other areas of fishing. All the perch that you're hearing about, it's pretty much a Southside fishery right now. We're saying 87th, 89th, 95th Street, the Calumet River. If you've got a boat, you can work the Calumet River from the mouth of the river up into, you know, Crowley's boatyard area. It's a big turning basin. Or you, some people have gone up as far as the Ford plant to catch some fish. So that's a good sign there, too. We're seeing some action also going on in northwest Indiana. That's right. We're getting some steelhead in the Indiana streams, but the fish and the anglers are both scattered right now. That's not a lot of pressure going on out there. Wren Lake, where they're getting some crappie in 10 to 14 feet of water around the bridges along the 154, as well as Gun Creek and Waltonville. Those are two impoundment areas with 1/8 to 3/16 ounce jigs. Pink and white cubby mini mites are a really good one to go with. Chain of Lakes, water's pretty low, and I mean low. they did the drawdown, but it's pretty, you got to watch what you're driving, and you're going to bang into a few things. Remember that. Okay, and then our friends up in Hayward, Wisconsin are getting a lot of fish. They've got decent ice up in Hayward, but always check it before you go out. They're cruising the weed lines in 5 to 15 feet for walleye right now. Fish are going to start moving deeper once the ice cover and snow cover starts killing off the shallow weeds. You need to find the green weeds. They're producing oxygen, and that's where you're going to find more fish. Pike are shallow right now chasing bait fish. It's always fun to put on a tip-up and go chase them. I like pike fish. That's a good time. Large suckers and shiners on those tip-ups are going to work real well for a lot of people. Out of Lake Mendota, it's better to fish at night. And we're talking from 9 to 11 p.m. One of my buddies said he was out from 5 p.m. and he didn't catch nothing until 9. So why go out that early? Water temperature is about 36 degrees right now. Larger pike are popping lines, but you got to be careful on them because they got those teeth. So go with some kind of a wire leader. That's going to be very important. Benton Harbor, there's a little bit more steelhead up the St. Joe River. So we're seeing more boaters from shore and in boats fishing the St. Joe River holds. And that action is always going to be a lot of fun to work with. Don't pass that up. Hey, you know, with Christmas coming on, I mentioned it last week. If, you know, you got a couple of kids in the neighborhood and stuff like that. You want to be a secret Santa? Buy them a fishing rod and reel combination. But don't buy them the character ones, you know, the Spider-Man, Snoopy. Buy them like a Zepco 33 or something that's a little bit more substantial. They'll have a great time, and your family will pick up a new fisherman friend, and who knows? You may start a whole trend in the neighborhood. I love it. Well, you know, it's coming to the end of the show, and once again, we hear the flute kicking in, and when we hear the flute kicking in, we know it's time to end the program. And this week, I'd like to leave the program with a Native American proverb from my friend Apen Sui Majowat. Some days, he hits it so well on the mark that I'm just so impressed by my friend Apen Sui. This week's Native American proverb says, "On Christmas, we celebrate the birth of a child in a manger. Remember that he was born first to the animals. Then the guests came. This Christmas, remember all the creatures of the world because they were the first to see and honor the love of a child born in a manger." How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week on Christmas right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everyone.